You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
If you go back to the beginning of the war, even before that, many people said the Kyiv would fall in 24 hours, that Ukrainians will not fight. I mean, not even talking about the Russian fantasies that somehow they will be met with flowers. It's 16 days and we're in this David against Goliath fight, being much smaller country, but we are the country that is defending our territory. We're peaceful, we never attacked anyone, we just lived and, you know, planned our peaceful development, how we can make a better life for our citizens. We were brutally attacked, we're defending our homes, and regardless of what they're doing to us, the resolve is there, and everyone is committed to defending our country. So I believe morally we have won already.
Powerful statements from the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. about how her country is doing against the Russian onslaught. And she says, everyone was talking about we would fall within hours. You remember that. You do remember General Milley saying that, I think the Russian troops would be in Kyiv within 72 hours. Not happened. Still not. They're in the process of trying to surround it now, at last report. We'll look at that a little bit later as well. But as it stands right now, President Biden is saying that the world is uniting against Putin. And now he's moving to end special trade status. I do not understand why everything is done in incremental steps. You can take incremental steps before an invasion. Say, we're going to cut this off. You continue building. We'll shut this off. They are already now in country, killing civilians. And we're still incrementally moving forward, different sanctions. Does that make any sense to you? Anyone? And in the meantime, Russians are holding more than 200 employees hostage at one of the nuclear plants. People are starving. Apparently, they're not giving them anything because possibly, the Russians don't have anything to share. They barely have enough food, water, and fuel at this point. I want to remind you something. My concern is for the Ukrainian people. Ukraine has always been filled with various schemes and blackmail and extortion and bribery and crimes. And we know that Hunter Biden was directly involved in some of it. So there's no doubt Papa Daddy Joe Biden is also going to be linked at some point whenever some real reporters start doing more than what Peter Schweitzer has done and looking into that. All of that aside, right now Ukraine being invaded by Russia, or to put it as simply as I can in the words of VP Harris when she said, keep in mind, how do I explain it? Well, see, Ukraine's a little country. It's next to a big country, Russia. And the big country invaded the little country, and that's what's wrong. A hell of a lot more wrong than that. Hey, you want one silver lining out of this? One silver lining that I'm seeing at this point? All of these Iranian talks to restart their joint nuclear program type thing that signed off by Obama by executive order, part of his legacy. The months-long talks to revive that 2015 nuclear deal, which were canceled by Trump. Hit a snag. Russia's demanding sanctions imposed on Moscow for its war in Ukraine be excluded from Tehran dealings. I'm happy about that. Shut down those stupid talks. Got some great guests coming up for you. These are fascinating stories. One of them is telling us about something that you maybe just had not really gotten in and considered in full. That's Tom. Well, before I get to Tom, Sam Dorman, numerous publications. He's with the Federalist also. National Institutes of Health is refusing to answer congressional questions about University of Pittsburgh, fetal tissue research, some harvested from babies born alive. That story will be coming up later, and that guest. My other guest, Tom Wellington, yes, a sponsor of this program, has some fascinating stories of environment in homes, business, and schools, how they could affect your health. Forget about COVID. Look at all the other stuff. In one case, a student was getting sick constantly, not because of mold, but skin cells in the room. Skin cells. We got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Companies that have made a fortune off being family friendly and catering to families and young kids, you know, they should understand that parents of young kids do not want this injected into their kids' kindergarten classroom. Our policy is going to be based on the best interest of Florida citizens, not on the musing of one corporation.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida speaking out, of course, because he says we are not going to submit to these folks who are trying to shove down the throats of our children and indoctrinate them, that they have to be taught, even at an inappropriate age, gender, transplant, LGBTQ issues. That's not the time to do that if you're really trying to help the child. But if you're trying to just push through a progressive approach, yeah, you go ahead and do that. That's what they're after anyway. They want to get that done. So what they've done, and we've been through this before, but this is one of these things I'm taking to heart. I worry about our children. I know you do too. I worry about our children and the way they're being treated and what's going to come next if we don't do something to put a stop to it. We have many out there, as I speak, some of you listening, you might agree with this. I don't think many in this audience do, but just in case, I'm addressing those in particular. You might agree that, oh yeah, we need to start teaching sex to kids really, really early, earlier than what we have been. You can't rely on mom and daddy to tell them about it. That's why we have so many pregnancies. That's what they'll claim. That's one of the toughest discussions for a parent to have with a child. I will agree with that. We had two daughters. And I'll admit, I told my wife, I said, we have girls. You had to have that talk with them. Not me. I chickened out. You're right. But it had to be done. I did have another talk with him. I'll share with you in a moment. But she found an appropriate book for their age, and I think at that time, maybe 9 or 10, somewhere in there. I'm not sure. I'll be honest. But then she shared the book with them, had them read it, and then they discussed it. And they learned where babies come from. It's not really mommy's stomach. They learned the proper terms. They knew what was appropriate, what wasn't. They also knew if something comes up and you want to discuss it, come to me. Don't just listen to your friends. Come to me. Now, at that time, schools were not anywhere near pushing this kind of stuff, or at least no schools I know of, because they wanted to teach and educate math, English, writing, arithmetic, and so forth, subjects that are valuable for education, not sexual indoctrination. So down in Florida, they have passed this bill, and the governor's going to sign it. And he's getting pushback from, obviously, the LGBTQ community. They want to call it Don't Say Gay Bill. That's not what it is at all. That's not what it is. In fact, we'll get to some details of it in a moment. But what we have had, that's the quickest way for them to put it down. This is a gay hate bill. It is not. It is not any more of a gay hate bill than Jussie Smollett was a victim of a hate crime, which we're going to deal with later this hour. He got sentenced, and the judge gave him a verbal lashing about faking a hate crime. Look, anytime someone comes forward and fakes something like that and gets police and public attention, which he did, and he wanted it, although he didn't want the police to investigate as far as they ended up doing it, he's going to get all the support of the praise of the Hollywood elite and all the others. Oh, my God, somebody tried to hang him and everything else, and it was all fake. And the damage done is not just his lie and how they bought it and then gave in. You know, some of them still are fighting for it, by the way. Black Lives Matter actually is still appealing the verdict. But the bottom line is, then it diminishes everyone else who has a legitimate claim that they were a victim of a sexual assault, a victim of a sex crime. It takes everything away from them. Is that what you want? Do you want to let those that are true victims just be shoved aside? Oh, probably another Smollett case. Huh? Yeah, let's forget about it. No, if it's a true crime, we want it investigated. And I don't care who's to blame for it. If it's a hate crime and it's legitimate, pursue it. So when it comes to this thing with deciding to label this bill in Florida, it's really a parental rights bill that the parents are still in charge of their children. The easiest and quickest thing to smear it from the left is call it a gay hate bill, which it isn't. And, of course, they quickly get all their corporate partners lining up with them. Same damn thing happened with Atlanta because Georgia legislature was trying to pass election reform and improve voting. And the woman to this day who thinks she should have been elected governor started crying out, this is wrong that they've done this and we should punish them. And so all the corporate groups in Georgia, particularly Coca-Cola, and one of the airlines, I'm drawing a blank on which one, I don't want to name the wrong one and be chastised for it. It's off the top of my head, I can't recall. Bottom line is, they raised so much stink and noise over it that the MLB decided, without ever conferring or really discussing it, said, we'll just move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado. You couldn't get much whiter than going to Colorado, so it certainly hurt the black population of Atlanta. But when corporate groups get involved, they swing a lot of weight and a lot of money. And now the head of Walt Disney, the CEO of Walt Disney, has also called this out, saying this gay hate bill is wrong and we should fight against it. Well, DeSantis is swinging back. He's not going to stand there and take a punch and not deliver one back. Let me quote what he said. When you have companies that have made a fortune off being family-friendly and catering to families and young kids, they should understand that parents of young kids do not want this injected into their kids' kindergarten classroom. That's what you heard him say a moment ago. He said, we're not going to give in to it. And he also added this, characterizing Disney's hypocrisy as just a greedy company willing to support transgenderism and teaching in young children while coddling communist China. Here's the way DeSantis put it. If that's the hill they're going to die on, then how do they possibly explain lining their pockets with their relationship with the Communist Party of China? Because that's what they do, and they make a fortune, and they don't say a word about the really brutal practices taking place over at the hands of the Communist Party of China. And that's why you also heard him say a moment ago, and so in Florida, our policies are based on the best interest of Florida citizens, not the musing of woke corporations. Now, just yesterday, a reporter had challenged DeSantis, thinking that, Governor, you're really going to sign this as a gay hate thing? I want you to listen closely to the exchange. We played it yesterday, but it's worth listening to again because DeSantis calls the reporter out, as he should. We should have more politicians. Trump, of course, was one of them. We're seeing more of them with more backbone and spine than we have in the past. They don't just sit there and say, well, that's not exactly correct. Let me rephrase. No, calls them out directly, as they should be. Sit back and listen.
Does it say that in the bill?
Know that you support.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking you
to tell me what's in the bill because you are pushing false narratives. It doesn't matter what critics say.
Well, it says advance classroom instruction on sexual identity and gender orientation.
For who? For grades pre-K through 3. So 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-olds. And the idea that you wouldn't be honest about that and tell people what it actually says, it's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. And so we disabuse you of those narratives. And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into their school curriculum.
Good. Good. That's exactly what we should do. And he called the reporter out, didn't he? He said, you think we're just going to stand here and let you make an assumption, a statement like that? Because the reporter was saying the gay hate bill. Said, where does it say that in there? Where does it say that? And, of course, the reason the reporter did it is because he's part of the state-controlled media. And he knew he was doing the job that his company wanted him to do. Otherwise, he would have said, now, of course, he later said, well, keep in mind that this is, critics are calling it that. And all DeSantis said, show me where, read the bill. Now, with that in mind, look, I have told you before, I have gay friends. It's not my choice of life. It's theirs, but I'm leaving it to God to make the judgment. I know what the Bible says. But there's a video that surfaced from 2019 where Chasten Buttigieg, husband of U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, that's right, two men, Chasten, whatever his name is, led kids in a pledge of allegiance to the gay pride LGBT flag. He had them recite the following pledge. I pledge my heart to the rainbow of the not-so-typical gay camp, to the gay agenda for which it stands, one camp, full of pride, indivisible, with affirmation and equal rights for all. And then he waved the rainbow flag across for the kids to see. This was apparently at a school event, offering a pride camp experience to children as young as 8. This is not what we want for our kids. Let me put it more direct to you. Those of you who want to propagandize and indoctrinate our children along this way, some of them may decide on their own later on. That's their choice then. But if you're pushing them K through 8th grade, get your hands off our kids. Period. Rottler Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family owned for 3 generations, 65 years. Rottler customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, we're going to spend more time in the next hour on the latest on Russia-Ukraine. It certainly deserves attention. But I want to go back to something I mentioned in the monologue today. And this is a silver lining embedded in the midst of this Ukraine invasion at this point. And I'm happy about it. See, Biden has been making it a top priority of his administration to reinstate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, the one abandoned as soon as President Trump came into office. What was that? Well, that was going to be member nations like UK, France, Germany. All of them were going to work together and basically with the U.S. going to allow Iran to continue building nuclear facilities. And Tehran was complaining or saying, we're doing it now. We're not trying to develop weapons. No, no, no. We're just trying to get our people out of the Stone Age. No, their mission is to have nuclear capability to bomb you into the Stone Age. And other JCPOA nations, including our adversaries like Russia and China, backed the White House push to reestablish the deal. But nuclear talks with Tehran have been kind of slow. White House officials repeatedly warning Iranian counterparts time's running out to find a solution. By that they mean Joe Biden might not be here much longer. We certainly hope so, don't we? Anyway, because of the delay and the time and plus the sanctions now imposed on Moscow because it invaded Ukraine, it's saying we don't want to take part in those dealings anymore. the Russian delegation upending final hour negotiations by demanding sanction immunity for any future trade with Iran. So you want to let a nation that wants nuclear weapons have a deal with one that's already at war with the rest of the world, basically, that has nuclear weapons? My answer is simple, emphatic, no. Now, here's another we should put a no to. The climate czar for the Biden White House, John Kerry, told an informal UN Security Council meeting that Joe Biden is committed to increasing U.S. funding to developing countries by upwards of $10 billion annually to help combat the climate crisis. Yeah, man, my God, there they go again. That green pie in the sky is in our face again. $10 billion annually. Reportedly, Kerry said the administration is working with Congress, and of course we know which members of Congress that would be, to produce $3 billion annually for that program and increase adaptation efforts for 2024, pushing it past Biden's term in office. Kerry's all excited about it. See, we're going to quadruple the funding from the 2009-2017 presidency of Barack Obama, when at that time Biden was VP. Kerry told the meeting on, quote, climate finance for sustaining peace and security. U.S. taxpayer dollars will be forthcoming. They'll be given to the U.N. to help redistribute in time of crisis to poor countries that need it most. Now, if you're talking about handing out food and water where they need it, okay. But if you're talking about developing more climate change nonsense and blah, 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 you might as well go ahead and set the money on fire now for the good it's going to do. Our environment is changing. We need to, and I want it to be good for my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and so on. But we have a lot of environmental things around us right now that we can control. You don't need to call it out climate change. And my next guest deals with this kind of stuff on a pretty consistent basis. And some of the cases he's found, pretty strange. Stand by. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My next guest, in all full transparency, pardon me, I apologize for that, is a permanent sponsor of this program, has been for 8+ years, and I certainly thank him for it. So I always want to make sure you understand that up front. I never try to hide anything from you. He's also a very good friend of mine, Tom Wellington of Wellington Environmental. Glad to have you back on board, sir.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, obviously you were a prime source when COVID first broke and trying to understand it and what needed to be done, and you and your company good at going out and testing for COVID possibilities, how to treat it, remediate it, and so forth. Now, anything before we move down some other issues, what are you hearing or seeing in the work, business, school, place now reference COVID concerns as far as where they need to call an environmental service in?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, the COVID calls have pretty much stopped. And now I think everybody's trying to analyze some of the new HVAC equipment that they put in and some of the UV lights and all the different things that were sold that to schools especially. And, you know, we're even seeing some of these people go back into class action lawsuits because these systems aren't providing the safety that they were advertised as. So right now, we do some testing in those situations, but we're not doing any disinfecting at this time. I think we have one warehouse that we disinfect on a weekly basis, but other than that, we're really not doing any of that.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm glad you brought up, by the way, these filters. Explain very quickly, a HEPA filter. Now, is that a brand name or a particular type? I mean, we hear that the airplanes have them on them and that it's the best way to control air. What's the storyline there? Is it a marketing brand issue or what is it?
No. It's an acronym for high efficiency particulate air, and it's a special type of filter that filters down to 0.03 microns. So those are the filters that are used in our hospital operating rooms. They're used in clean rooms, you know.
And on planes, we were told the other day.
They're used in a lot of different situations.
So they are valid to that extent. Now, a couple things, obviously, that we all have to be aware of is the indoor quality. I have told the audience and put in one of the commercials pointing out that I had a close relative, and I had called Tom and said, she's constantly sick, can't seem to get rid of it. I'd like you to go to the house and make a full evaluation. And he came back, said every number is within tolerance. But that's not true in all cases. You said that you had one woman that basically had multiple health systems, and her doctor said it was mold exposure. What did you end up finding in that particular case?
Well, I've had quite a few like that. I mean, one unusual one, and I think we talked about it in the past, was I had a woman with actual green toes. Now, this wasn't a St. Patty's Day thing. It was she had green toes, and she had been to multiple doctors and had a countertop full of medications that these doctors were giving her to get rid of and cure these green toes. And you would think you could wash it off, but it wasn't like that. And a wonderful lady, we actually found that the culprit was her carpet was damp because it was she was on the bottom floor in a condominium unit, and it was weeping moisture. It was so slight that she didn't know, but she was also a heavy smoker. So that nicotine mixed in with that moisture got into her carpet, and it stuck to her toes when she walked around barefoot, and aspergillus actually grew on her toes. And as soon as we figured that out and tore that carpet out and put a vapor barrier in, she was fine, and she was off all that other medication. So it was,
That's crazy.
But we run into these things all the time. I was at one this morning, in fact, that the lady was claiming that her house is so dusty all the time, and she has all the vents closed, and it's a little bit more elaborate than this, but she was saying she had an irritating cough, and she did, and it was dusty, and it is an unusual situation. I have an athlete that's in high school that's a great athlete. He's in his junior year, and he is not feeling well, mostly allergy-type symptoms, Larry. And his father, who also played semi-professional ball, said, I want the house checked. And so we checked the house, and he thought it was going to be mold, and it's not mold. It's actually high skin cell counts.
I'm sorry. You're listening to Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental. It's not mold. It's skin cell? You mean off the
– Yeah, we all shed.
Yeah?
We all shed skin cells.
Right.
And on a daily basis, hourly basis, and – fortunately, most of us, you know, we clean up our houses and things like that in our normal cleaning processes, eventually clean up these cells. And we have specific levels or target ranges that we want our clients to be within. And this one was sky high.
And this is in his bedroom, is that right? The kid's bedroom?
Yes. Which, yes.
How many kids have grown up like that and suffering and not knowing what they were dealing with?
Yeah, and you know, and some of the fixes for this are pretty simple, but what happens then is we've created a nutrient for dust mites. And so dust mites, they eat those skin cells. That's what they eat. That's their nutrient. And then they poop. And what they poop, and you can't even see it, is what we're allergic to. And it causes these allergic reactions. So there's some simple fixes for this, but These are some unusual things, but they happen all the time.
But the problem is if you don't really know what the issue is, you're pardon me, you're still just going to the doctor, and they keep treating you for your various allergies. And I'm not dismissing the doctors and their science, but they're not getting to the root issue as you have in this case. Now, you also told me that there's a couple that has a beautiful home that they had just built, but they've got a they had an issue, and now it has suddenly created a bigger environmental issue.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, this is a beautiful home, and there was something wrong with the concrete in the basement. They had the concrete, the person that poured the concrete slabs in the basement, redo them. And as part of the settlement with the general contractor, I guess they agreed upon having epoxy floors put in the basement to fill up some of the gaps and some of the malfunctions of the concrete. Well, when you put in an epoxy floor, you really have to grind that concrete down, and usually it's with diamond bit grinders. So they create a lot of dust, and then when you're grinding concrete, you're actually grinding up and creating silica in the air. And you may have heard in the last couple of years, OSHA came out with new regulations on silica because it is a known carcinogen. If it gets into the deep portions of our lungs when we breathe it in, we can't expel it at all. And so it causes scar tissue in there, and we develop cancer. So this particular house, the contractor came in and didn't take any special precautions to isolate the basement from the rest of the house or from the furnaces. And the entire house is contaminated with silica.
I understand. Can they live in the house? Can you even enter the house at this point?
No, in fact, the general contractor hired another environmental firm, and they came in and said the house was contaminated. Now, this was the general contractor's environmental firm, said it was contaminated and no one should go in without the personal protective equipment on. That means suits, respirators, gloves, shoe covers, and head covers. So, and I concur with that based on what I've seen in the house. It's in bad shape. It's going to be held by the insurance company, I feel.
I listen to some of these stories, and I think how many out there listening are playing back in their mind some illness they've had, and maybe they changed residences or something in the home changed to some extent, and that might have been the factors making them sick, and they would never know if they continue to stay there, and they might just get worse or keep piling up the pills until they realize that's not working.
Yeah, more and more doctors, though, are asking to have homes checked. I get doctors call us, and they want somebody's home checked. They said, I just can't figure out what's going on here, and maybe it's something in the house. And a lot of times it is. But there's times, too, Larry, when we definitely do not know the answer. So you're always better off with the doctor. Definitely. We're not doctors. But they are wise to this now, and they're becoming more open to having somebody provide additional data to support what they're thinking.
Well, I will say, and I've said in the commercial, so folks, again, I'm being very transparent. Tom Wellington, not only a friend, but I believe in his company and what they do. I don't endorse anybody if I don't believe in them anyway. But Tom has been with advertising with us since the creation of the program, basically, and I relied on him checking on a close relative's home, and because doctors can't seem to come up with an answer, and Tom was able to give me an all clear, which means that's something the doctors can take off the list of concern, and I truly thank you. And we're running out of time, but Tom, I want to thank you again, not only for supporting the program, but sharing these stories with people, because I think it's going to wake up a lot of them to say, maybe I need to call someone in. And, of course, I'm going to recommend Wellington Environmental. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. We'll do it again. Tom Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Coming up, Jussie Smollett in court. Oh, he's shouting out. Standing by. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right. Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location, Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time? I am not suicidal.
Well, there was Jussie Smollett after he was sentenced to 150 days in the Cook County Jail, 30 months probation, restitution of $120,000, and a fine of $25,000. And asked, do you have any final statements? And he started shouting, I'm innocent, I'm not suicidal, and if you send me to jail, that's not right. And then once if anything happens to me in there, it's going to be on your hands. He continues to play the game like he's an actor. Well, he was. And I guess you could still say he is an actor at this point. Jussie Smollett, of course, is the one who, in Chicago, claimed that he decided to go out for a sandwich one night. Go buy a sandwich. Cold, dark night out in the streets of Chicago, and claims he was attacked by two men wearing MAGA hats, put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him, shouted racial, homophobic slurs at him, and a yelling, this is MAGA country, referring to President Donald Trump's campaign slogan. And, of course, all of the left came rushing in to support him. Oh, my God, somebody tried to hang a black man, and it was a MAGA person. It was a Trump supporter. And police were investigating it, and the police chief made a remark early that I did a lot of questions about this. I'm not sure what down the way he said, but immediately the Cook County DA got a contact from someone that's related to the Obamas one way or the other and decided, no, there are no charges here to be, filed against Jussie. Still continue looking for the other guys. So police spent an inordinate amount of time and effort trying to find these two guys. It came down to two fellows that Smollett knew, and they admitted later in court, yeah, he paid us to do that and make it look like we were trying to hurt him, and they were also black, by the way. Well, when it came to the sentencing, and if you recall, at one point he was given just a declaration that, okay, it's maybe a false report. We're just going to let it go. $10,000 fines, community service. They thought it was all over with. Well, actually, it came back to the side that maybe we need to have a real trial on this. You got Hollywood actor Samuel Jackson, his wife, writing letters on behalf of him asking for leniency. And one of the BLM leaders stands in strong support. And they said, we're against any jail time for him. The whole thing was a white supremacist charade. That's what they were claiming. But today, the judge gave a verbal lashing to Smollett and what he had done.
I don't think there is anything funny at all about hoaxing and faking racial hate crimes. Hoaxing or faking homophobic hate crimes. I think that is disgraceful. There is nothing funny about it. There's no humor in what you did whatsoever. All because you're selfish, arrogant, narcissistic. At least you have that side in you that came out through this case. And you kept doubling down and doubling down and doubling down. It's not funny. It's not funny at all.
It's not funny to the judge. And he talked about how much manpower was spent on that case. And he said, I've had murder cases before me. And they've never had this many officers spend this kind of time and money to investigate their cases. But you, in this case, your hypocrisy is astounding. And he added this. He said, I believe you did damage to real hate crime victims. And that has been my point all along. Remember Smollett when the police showed up, still had the rope around his neck. Still had a sandwich, too. But why would you keep a rope around your neck? And it wasn't really a rope in the way you think of a hanging rope. It would look like something had been taken from a window shade, a cord to pull the window shade up or down. The judge said the officer asked you a simple question, then you start to lie, and you haven't stopped lying since. You've been lying, lying, and lying about this case. That's why you're here. This can be described only as pure perjury. And sentenced him to 150 days in Cook County Jail. And on the way out, Smollett again shouting, "Hey, hey, I'm not suicidal if anything happens to me." What's he got, visions of Jeffrey Epstein in his mind, or just trying to make a case for if he tries to commit suicide? Who knows? Coming up, we're going to look closer as to where the Russians are at this point and some of the latest updates as they are attacking dozens of health care centers in Ukraine. We'll bring you up to speed on that. And we'll begin the hour, of course, with news and commentary.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.